Week 9, Monday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Let us come before the Lord, giving thanks. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him, giving thanks. With songs, let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let us come before the Lord, giving thanks. O God of truth, prepare our minds to hear and heed your holy word. Fill every heart that longs for you with your mysterious presence, Lord. Almighty Father, with your Son and Blessed Spirit, hear our prayer. Teach us to love eternal truth and seek its freedom everywhere. Lord, save me in your merciful love. Psalm 6. Lord, do not reprove me in your anger, punish me not in your rage. Have mercy on me, Lord, I have no strength. Lord, heal me, my body is racked. My soul is racked with pain. But you, O Lord, how long? Return, Lord, rescue my soul. Save me in your merciful love. For in death no one remembers you. From the grave who can give you praise? I am exhausted with my groaning. Every night I drench my pillow with tears. I bedew my bed with weeping. My eyes waste away with grief. I have grown old, surrounded by my foes. Leave me, all you who do evil, for the Lord has heard my weeping. The Lord has heard my plea. The Lord will accept my prayer. All my foes will retire in confusion, foiled and suddenly confounded. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, save me in your merciful love. The Lord is a stronghold for the oppressed in time of distress. Psalm 9. I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart, will recount all your wonders. I will rejoice in you and be glad, and sing psalms to your name, O Most High. See how my enemies turn back, how they stumble and perish before you. You upheld the justice of my cause, you sat enthroned, judging with justice. You have checked the nations, destroyed the wicked. You have wiped out their name for ever and ever. The foe is destroyed, eternally ruined. You uprooted their cities, their memory has perished. But the Lord sits enthroned for ever. He has set up his throne for judgment. He will judge the world with justice. He will judge the peoples with his truth. For the oppressed, let the Lord be a stronghold in time of distress. Those who know your name will trust you. You will never forsake those who seek you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord is a stronghold for the oppressed in times of distress. I will recount all your praise at the gates of the city of Sion. Psalm 9 continued. Sing psalms to the Lord who dwell in Sion, proclaim his mighty works among the peoples, for an avenger of the blood has remembered them, has not forgotten the cry of the poor. Have pity on me, Lord, see my sufferings, you who save me from the gates of death. that I may recount all your praise at the gates of the city of Sion, and rejoice at your saving help. The nations have fallen in the pit which they made, their feet caught in the snare they laid. The Lord has revealed himself and gives judgment. The wicked are snared in the work of their own hands. Let the wicked go down among the dead, all the nations forgetful of God. For the needy shall not always be forgotten, nor the hopes of the poor be in vain. Arise, Lord, let men not prevail, let the nations be judged before you. Lord, strike them with terror, let the nations know they are but men. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I will recount all your praise at the gates of the city of Sion. Teach me to observe your law, I will keep it with all my heart. A reading from the book of Job, chapter 29. Job took up his theme anew and said, "Who will bring back to me the months that have gone, and the days when God was my guardian, when his lamp shone over my head, and his light was my guide in the darkness? Shall I ever see my autumn days again, when God hedged round my tent, when the Lord dwelt with me, and my children were around me, when my feet were plunged in cream, and streams of oil poured from the rocks? When I went out to the gate of the city, when I took my seat in the square, as soon as I appeared, the young men stepped aside, while the older men rose to their feet. Men of note interrupted their speeches and put their fingers on their lips. The voices of rulers were silenced, and their tongues stayed still in their mouths. And now I am the laughing stock of my juniors, the young people whose fathers I did not consider fit to put with the dogs that looked after my flock. And these are the ones that now sing ballads about me and make me the talk of the town. To them I am loathsome, they stand aloof from me, do not scruple to spit in my face. Because he has unbent my bow and chastened me, they cast the bridle from their mouth. That brood of theirs rises to right of me, stones are their weapons, and they take threatening strides towards me. They have cut me off from all escape. There is no one to check their attack. They move in as though through a wide breach, and I am crushed beneath the rubble. Terrors turn to meet me. My confidence is blown away as if by the wind. My hope of safety passes like a cloud. And now the life in me trickles away. Days of grief have gripped me. At night time, sickness saps my bones. I am gnawed by wounds that never sleep. With immense power, it has caught me by the clothes, clutching at the collar of my coat. It has thrown me to the mud, where I am no better than dust and ashes. I cry to you, and you give me no answer. I stand before you, but you take no notice. You have grown cruel in your dealings with me. Your hand lies on me heavy and hostile. You carry me up to ride the wind, tossing me about in a tempest. I know it is to death that you are taking me, the common meeting place of all that lives." Responsory from Job 30. At night time sickness saps my bones. I am gnawed by wounds that never sleep. It has thrown me into the mud where I am no better than dust and ashes. Leave me, Lord, for my days are but a breath. It has thrown me into the mud where I am no better than dust and ashes. A reading from the Colloquies of St. Dorotheus. Let us see, my brothers, why it is that sometimes when a person hears words that hurt him, he can let them pass by without any bother, as if he had not heard them. Whilst at other times, as soon as he hears them, he is troubled and upset. My question is, what is the cause of this difference? Is there one reason for this, or are there many? I think there are several, but there is one in particular which is the source of all others. As the saying goes, it results from the state of mind the person is in at that particular time. For example, when someone is caught as he comes from prayer or contemplation, he is then in the best of dispositions and is able to put up with his brother and remain undisturbed. It may be that he has great affection for the other, and so, out of love, puts up patiently with everything. But it can also happen that he despises the one who wants to upset him, regarding him as the lowest of men and not worthy even of a reply. Nor would he even consider mentioning his slights and insults to someone else. Hence, as I said, it can be that a man is not disturbed or upset because he has only contempt for the things that are said to him and ignores them. The brother who insults us may upset us either because we are not at that moment in the right mood or because we dislike him intensely. There are many other reasons as well, which are described in different ways. But if we examine the matter closely, we can say that the reason for all disturbance is that no one blames himself. This is the reason for every taking of offence and upset. This is why at times it is impossible to find peace of soul. Nor should we be surprised at this, since it is the teaching of spiritual men that there is no other way of peace for us. This we can see to be true in so many people, and yet we hope for peace, but do not follow their teaching. Or we believe that we are on the right path, while we are irritated by everything, and cannot bear to take any blame upon ourselves. This is the way things are. A man may indeed accomplish innumerable good deeds, but if he does not master this, he will never attain peace. Instead, he will always oppress himself and oppress others, and his labours will go for nothing. A responsory from 1 John. If we say we have no sin in us, we are deceiving ourselves. But if we acknowledge our sins, then God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins. He who conceals his faults will not prosper. But if we acknowledge our sins, then God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins. Let us pray. Lord God, by whom our lives are governed with unfailing wisdom and love, take away from us all that is harmful, and give us all that will be for our good. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.